This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. As we prepare to come back after spring break, I'm sharing a community update with some dates, some facts, some information, and a little review and preview of what to expect in the next 3 weeks. Thanks for tuning into Lighthouse 112. And in this episode, I will share with you information about PCR testing this week, information about our planned resumption of full in-person schooling, as well as the opening of Northwood Middle School to students on Tuesday, March 30th. Thanks for joining. Stay tuned for more information. So spring break is ending today on March 28th, Sunday, and tomorrow on March 29th, all of our students will return to the hybrid learning model or the virtual learning model, except for Northwood. Our students at Northwood will return on Tuesday into the hybrid learning model. A few important dates for everybody. Friday, April 2nd, there's no student attendance, no school. Monday, April 5th, there's no student attendance for remote planning day. And April 30th is early release. So on April 6th, we are planning to bring the full in-person learning and full virtual for kindergarten through fifth graders. And on Monday, April 12th, we're planning for the full in-person middle school and full day virtual middle school. This week on Wednesday, March 31st, at the school board meeting, more details will be shared about these plans. Continuing in this episode, we're going to talk about PCR testing available this week. In District 112, we are following the CDC and Illinois State Board of Ed and Illinois Department of Public Health travel guidelines. So we are following and adhering to a 7-day quarantine following travel with a negative PCR test 3 to 5 days after travel. And we have PCR testing scheduled this week on Monday, March 29th, and on Wednesday, March 31st, and on Thursday, April 1st, at Elm Place School, the north entrance parking lot by the auditorium on Sheridan Road, 2031 Sheridan Road. If you're interested, just drive up, just show up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll stay there until everyone who wants a test gets a test. Please have your PCR consent forms completed, and you can access them through a pop-up on our website, www.nssd112.org. You don't need an appointment. You just need to show up and have your consent form, and then we'll help you. We'll take care of everything. Ideally, students will only miss 3 or 4 half days of partial instruction this week, as we're still on the hybrid learning model. So everything is designed to minimize interruption in instruction, understanding that we will have some interruptions in instruction, and we'll do everything we can to help everyone out. Parents are advised to have their students please check OTIS, the learning management system, for any work that can be completed. Recently in the district, we conducted a thought exchange to find out what was on people's minds. We had 1,245 participants who shared 1,057 thoughts, and in those thoughts, there were 44,175 ratings. Now, the top thoughts included the following. How will we ensure the new Illinois State Board of Education mandate of 3 feet social distancing with masks and 6 feet social distancing during lunch? How and where will lunch take place at school? And there was a statement, parents, please tell the truth about your spring break travel plans and do the right thing by following quarantine rules. So the good news is, at a recent board presentation, we reaffirmed and we reemphasize that we are, in fact, following the 3 feet social distancing guidelines. We will continue to require masks and facial coverings. And at the lunchtime, we are going to be adhering to the 6 feet social distancing. And the lunch plans include assessing options for seating and locations within the school, including lunchrooms, of course, and also the outdoor tents that we have at every one of our schools. We're also looking to split grade levels to have one half of the grade level go out to recess while the other half is eating, and other ways to reduce the density inside. We are also looking at ways to possibly eat lunch in other parts of the building. We are going to have assigned seating, and we've also ordered tables and chairs from other areas in the school district, including at Elm Place School. In addition, we have quite literally, been measuring classroom space and decluttering and taking some things and putting them into temporary storage to remove excess furniture or other materials to make sure that our classrooms are actually going to allow for this. And some classes and limited situations will be held outside of the classroom and other larger areas. So we are absolutely committed to this, and we appreciate the thought exchange for bringing this to our attention. And earlier in this podcast, I sort of reaffirmed the PCR testing that we're providing free of charge on demand for our families to minimize the interruption in learning as a result of travel. And we do appreciate everybody's partnership and honesty as we all move forward together to the next phases. The next episode segment of the podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about the science and the metrics. So we've been proud that we've been following the public health experts and the scientists throughout this entire experience that started just over a year ago. As of March 25th, the positivity rate in our area is 2.65, which is lower than 5%, which puts us in the blue in the amended and updated CDC guidance. And the total new cases per 100,000 persons in the past 7 days has dropped to 59. And that almost gets us out of orange. So 59 is in the orange range. But 10 to 49 gets us in the yellow range. So as a recap to this short community update, this brief community update, we're hopeful that everybody had a restful and wonderful spring break. We are thrilled that we are going to be progressing into a full in-person and full virtual model of schooling to close out the school year that starts as a phased-in process over the next few weeks. This week, we return from spring break in the hybrid learning model and the hybrid virtual model. On Tuesday, we welcome students back to Northwood Middle School for the first time ever. It's extremely exciting. We're very, very proud. And then we'll have Good Friday off on Friday. We'll have Monday the 5th off for actually a full day of instruction and full remote planning day. That day does not need to be made up at the end of the year. April 6th, we'll welcome our K-5 students back to full in-person learning or the full virtual model. We have about 90% of our students opting for full-time in-person and 10% for full-day virtual. On April 12th, the following week, we'll open both of our middle schools to full-day in-person and full-day virtual. And on Wednesday, March 31st, at a board meeting, we'll be providing additional updates on schooling. The school district is offering lunch. There's an opt-in that came in email, and it's on our website. We are offering box lunches from our lunch provider, Organic Life. If parents want that, they'll have a short opt-in period to test out the food. And then if they like it, we will make your child's lunch for you for the rest of this year. We appreciate everybody's patience, everybody's flexibility. This has been a lot of change. It's been a lot of uncertainty, and it's been a lot of different experiences, different realities, different expectations. And we thank you all for enduring. We do see bright lights. We see the springtime coming. It's a sign of rebirth, regrowth. Our staff are vaccinated. The general population is getting vaccinated. Soon our students will be vaccinated. Among other things, we are also monitoring learning gains, learning differences, and areas where we need to enhance learning. We have a pilot tutoring program for some children in grades 3-5 that's going to start in the next few days. We're preparing for summer school and much, much more. Thank you for supporting North Shore School District 112. Thank you for allowing us to inspire, innovate, and engage. And congratulations to the entire community for the opening of Northwood Middle School on March 30th. Not even a global pandemic could get in our way. Please continue to follow our comings and goings. Look at our website, www.nssd112.org. Tune in to our board meetings live or after the fact. And please download our app. We appreciate your input, we appreciate your insights, and we appreciate having the opportunity to serve the children of Highland Park, Highwood, and the town of Fort Sheridan. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.